The Chapel Hill Carborough Holiday Parade is coming up very quickly this Saturday, December 12th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. noon. It begins on East Franklin Street, right in front of Moorhead Planetarium, all the way down Franklin Street, around to Main Street, up to Carborough Town Hall. Lots of people come out for it every year. The weather's looking really good, or the forecast is looking really good. And joining us now from the Raleigh JCs, which helps put this on every single year, Cindy Lee Honickman. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Aaron. Thanks for having us.
So what can people expect at this year's holiday parade? I got to see it. I got to walk in it last year, and it was such a cool experience.
Well, the parade is a lot of fun, and it's a great family-friendly event for everyone in the area to come out and check out. We have over 70 entrants marching in the parade, including local business leaders, youth groups, decorated floats, marching bands, and, of course, we'll have Santa right at the end of the parade, which is always the biggest draw for all the little kids.
Awesome. So ChapelHillHolidayParade.com is the website, by the way, if you want to check out information online about it. Who's participating this year? I know we're going to walk in it, and last year there were animals and bands and floats and everything.
You know, it's really exciting when, you know, we start taking all the registrations, you know, sometime in the fall, but all the planning begins in July, and you really never know who's going to come out and be a part of it. This year, we owe a special thanks to the major parade sponsors who made the event possible. National Pond, who's, as always, our Santa sponsor, the Goddard School, the Learning Experience, Tumble Gym, Bud Matthews Services, UNC Healthcare, and, of course, the town of Chapel Hill. But besides just those exciting sponsors, we also have the Chapel Hill Warriors Rugby Club, which is the first ever men's rugby club in Chapel Hill. Nick Badalamente and the Elves, who's a lounge singer and band in the area. And we have the Carborough Art Group, who has a float made entirely of pipe, chicken wire, filter fabric, and pine bark. So I'm really excited to see that, because you never know what new types of floats people are going to come up with for it. So that seems like it's going to be a really interesting show.
I don't even know what that's going to look like when it's done. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the pictures, too. So they just said, you know, we're going to keep it a surprise. Just come out on Saturday and come check them out on their float. And that's the Carborough Art Group, if you guys are keeping an eye out throughout the parade lineup.
I'm really looking forward to seeing this. So how many different, and I don't even know if the lineup's complete yet, if it's done yet or not, but about how many different floats or groups are going to be in it?
Usually we have about 70 entrants. It kind of, you know, sometimes can go 5 or 10 less than that. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, this year I was not on the lineup committee, because that takes hours and hours to put everything together. You'd be really surprised how many things you have to take into consideration, you know, especially when you have, you know, mounted patrol and the pooper scoopers coming behind those floats.
Yes,
and
yes.
You don't want to put too many children with too many animals. And there's all kinds of, they have a whole system for how they do this sort of stuff. But we know we're going to have over 70 entrants, and there's usually 3 or 4 local high school bands that are spread out throughout the parade, bringing lots of great holiday music for it.
10 a.m. to noon on Saturday, December 12th. It's the Chapel Hill Carborough Holiday Parade. Again, ChapelHillHolidayParade.com is the website if you want more information. Everyone's invited to this. It's going to be a great Saturday morning. Weather forecast is terrific. It's really shaping up to be a good day. We're speaking with Cindy Honickman, who is with the Raleigh JCs, which is involved in running the parade. How did that come about?
Well, the parade used to be run by the Chapel Hill JCs, and when some of their membership numbers started dropping, we kind of stepped in a few years ago to really help them out. And the JCs are involved all over the triangle. There's a Cary chapter and a Durham chapter, so we all kind of try to band together and help one another out. And we started helping them in 2008, and unfortunately in 2011, when their chapter sort of folded because they didn't have enough people, we took over the planning. And we work really closely with the town of Chapel Hill and the Parks and Rec Department every year to make sure that everything runs smoothly. So they handle a lot of the logistics in terms of the road closings and getting a lot of the police and fire departments out, because, as you know, if you've been to the parade, it's a pretty big ordeal. And if you live anywhere near Franklin Street, you should either be planning to go to the parade or find something else to do that day, because it's going to be a giant madhouse. So they handle a lot of the, you know, city logistics side, and then we really take a bigger role in terms of getting registration set up and getting all the communications and PR and telling everyone about the parade and making sure the website's up to date. So it's worked out really well for the last few years, and we love working with all the guys and girls over at the Parks Department, and I know everybody's always excited because it's a great way to get in the mood for the holidays.
And I know there's got to be just several hundred people who are actually in the parade. There's thousands of people who are standing on either sidewalk watching the parade. It's really cool experience to be in the parade and sort of follow it all the way down? Because it's a very different experience in Chapel Hill. You got the wide Franklin Street and just sort of open and big crowds on either side. And then you get into Carrboro where it's Main Street and the road gets a little bit narrower. It's two lanes and people are a lot closer to you, but it's still just as exciting, just as much cheering and hollering and waving and screaming and excitement. But it's a very different experience in Carrboro than Chapel Hill, and I really like that.
Yeah, I like it too, and it's especially interesting too because I was just reading an article earlier today about how Durham hasn't had a parade in a couple of years. So I feel like there's probably a lot of people from Durham and maybe even from Hillsborough and Pittsburgh that come in because I think it's kind of the biggest parade in the area. But it's definitely going to be one of the most exciting things happening this weekend. And I'm very happy that the weather forecast is good. We never know what it's going to be. And everybody remember the parade is always rain or shine. So even no matter what's happening that day, you should still come out and check it out. But if you aren't able to, there are usually pre-recorded versions of the parade that are showing on, I believe it's usually the People's Channel that broadcasts them. So if you can't get out to the parade for any reason, there's usually a way that you can check it out and see it on TV with your kids later.
And should mention the People's Channel is going to be there broadcasting for, are they going to be live or is it going to be taped for later?
I don't know the answer to that right now. I know each year kind of work through some different logistics with it, so I don't want to give you the wrong answer. I'll have to check in about that and get back to you.
Smith is really excited about being one of the commentators. She was last year, and she was really nervous about it, but then like she starts doing it, and she's amazing. So
I don't know why she gets nervous about anything. Yeah. She's a great public speaker, and she's always so full of excitement whenever you see her, and I know she loves the holiday time, so I'm sure she's going to be a great commentator. And it's probably not the most difficult job because there's so many interesting groups, you know, walking through there and all the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and the YMCA Indian Princesses and, you know, all just you never know who's going to come out and be a part of the parade. And it's especially great that there are so many businesses over the last two or three years that have gotten involved. And just it's a great way to get your name out into the community. And like you said, if you're marching in the parade, it's also a lot of fun, too.
So again, Cindy Honickman is who we're speaking to from the Raleigh JCs. And as I started to ask this question a couple minutes ago, you got hundreds of people in the parade, thousands of people watching the parade. How many people are working behind the scenes to make it happen, and how does that all get done?
Well, I don't know exactly how many people from the Parks and Rec Department are involved. Back 2 years ago when I was the full organizer of the parade this year, I was just on the committee for it. I mean, whenever we had meetings, there were several people, you know, working with the, you know, the director of Parks and Rec, and, you know, you have the police chiefs from Carrboro and Chapel Hill and, you know, the fireside. There's who knows how many people are on that side. I know that, you know, when I was out there last year, there were at least 20 or 30 or maybe even 40, because I was only on one side of the parade where it started, you know, from local law enforcement that are a part of it. Usually, depending on the number of people, and as far as from the Raleigh JCs, we usually have a core group of about 7 to 10 people.
Okay.
The planning of the parade really starts as soon as this parade ends, you know, working with the city. And a lot of, although a lot more work happens from July through December, there's various people that are involved at different times that I know we're excited because we've had some of our newer members this year step up and want to be a part of it, and, you know, contacting all the businesses and letting everybody know and reminding them how to sign up. So everybody kind of takes on a different role with it. And then on the actual day of the parade, we usually have 10 or 15 members of our chapter who are out there kind of leading different sections and getting everybody organized, and the A group and the B group and C group and all of that. So it's really a very big team collaborative effort and lots of walkie-talkies, and starts really early in the morning. You know, the parade starts at 10, but all the organizers are out there, you know, getting breakfast is always a big tradition over at Sutton's Drugstore on Franklin Street. That happens, you know, about 6:30 in the morning.
Yep,
so
yep.
While you guys are up getting ready to come out to be in the parade or watch the parade, we're all getting everything set up on the street so that you have as least confusion as possible.
12:01 p.m. has to be the biggest relief of the year when it's all over and everything has gone off without a hitch that anyone has seen.
It all depends on which side you're on, because if you're on the lineup side, sometimes the relief happens a lot sooner as all of your groups kind of get off and down the road.
Yeah.
But if you're on the other end of the parade where it's a little bit of chaos, lots of kids trying to find their parents and not a whole lot of parking happening down there, that probably, I wasn't down on that end. I only sort of, you know, kind of drove past it a couple of streets over, but that might go on for a little bit, you know, longer than that kind of thing. But I'm sure it's really exciting, especially for all the young kids that are are part of the parade, and it's probably one of the coolest experiences that they have throughout the year. So we're really happy to be able to bring so much joy and excitement to everybody who is involved in watching and planning and everything else.
Well, again, now speaking with Cindy Honickman, who is with the Raleigh JC's Chapel Hill Carrboro Holiday Parade, Saturday, December 12th, 10 a.m. to noon. ChapelHillHolidayParade.com is the website. Check it out. It starts in front of Moorhead Planetarium on East Franklin Street, all the way through downtown Chapel Hill, into downtown Carrboro, all the way to Town Hall. And we've been talking about the Raleigh JCs. Who are the Raleigh JCs? How does one get involved?
So the Raleigh JCs are an all-volunteer civic organization, and we're dedicated to leadership development through community service. So our Raleigh chapter has about 115 members, and everyone is between the ages of 21 and 40, and we run, you know, over 100 different projects throughout the year, a lot of them focused on specifically community service and working with different groups, Meals on Wheels, Relay for Life, Salvation Army, all kinds of different groups like that. But we also have a lot of leadership development. And, you know, this year it was cool because we got to do some things in Chapel Hill. We had an improv workshop with Zach Ward over at DSI Comedy and, you know, various social events and all kinds of different projects. But it's a great way if you're a young professional in the area and you want to meet some other like-minded people and really have a good time and help out your fellow community citizens.
Awesome. So RaleighJCs.org is the website if you want to get involved in that. JAYCEES, RaleighJCs.org. And again, ChapelHillHolidayParade.com for all of the info about the parade that's going to be this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. Cindy, before we let you go, I know you wear many, many hats. You're with the World Adult Kickball Association. You've got the shirt on, always representing. And you've got another event that's coming up soon too, right?
Yeah, we're really excited because as Aaron mentioned, I'm the owner of Waka Kickball and Social Sports in Durham and Chapel Hill, and it's a social sports club for people 21 and up, so great things for young professionals to do in the community. And last year we started a new group of leagues called Bar Games Leagues, where it's 8 weeks long and we go to a different bar every week and play all sorts of different games, darts, skee ball, trivia, shuffleboard, pool, all kinds of things like that. And we were so successful in Durham that we decided to launch a Chapel Hill version. So we're actually going to be having our first Chapel Hill Bar Games League with all the bars on Franklin Street starting the first Thursday in January. So nice. It's very exciting. We're looking forward to seeing all the new faces that come out to be a part of it. And if this is something that anybody who's listening wants to hear more about, you can check it out at kickball.com/NC Star. And we're accepting anybody who wants to come out and just generally have a good time.
First Thursday of January, and then Thursday nights through January, February, right?
Yeah, our last night will be the first Thursday in March, but it's pretty cool because we're going to be on Franklin Street, and we're going to be at Mellow Mushroom and Linda's and Fitzgerald's and Zog's. And I know there's always great crowds that like to come out on Thursday nights, and it's sort of the perfect thing to do, you know, starting at 7, come hang out with us for 2 or 3 hours, and then continue on and see what other exciting things are happening at all the great bars down on Franklin Street.
Awesome. So staying in the competitive shape before kickball season starts up again, basically?
Yeah. I mean, we kind of started bar games out last winter as an in-between the seasons kind of thing, mm-hmm. because obviously when it's cold, the fields aren't available for kickball, and there aren't a lot of people who want to do it polar style.
When it's 30 degrees outside.
Right. Yeah. Some people do. Raleigh has a polar league, but we haven't really tried one over here. But we had such great success, and so many people who had no interest in kickball at all or sports in general that just wanted to come out and check out new bars and still hang out with friends that we continued it all throughout the year. And we're going to have a Durham and a Chapel Hill version starting in January.
Nice.
So we're excited to be able to include all of our friends in Chapel Hill this time with something down on Franklin Street.
All right. So kickball.com/NC Star, right?
That's right.
For the Bar Games League that starts in January. And then again, ChapelHillHolidayParade.com for all the details on the Chapel Hill Carrboro Holiday Parade this Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon, put on by the Raleigh JCs and a whole bunch of other people who come together to make this happen. It's going to be a really great morning this Saturday. Cindy Honickman, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Aaron.